بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله إن لي جارين فإلى أيهما أهدئ قال إلى أقربهما منك بابا رواه البخاري سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم I asked, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم a question إِنَّ لِي جَارَيْنِ I have two neighbors. To which one of them should I send gifts to? This question is very valid. It's a simple question. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, I've got two neighbors. To which should I send a gift to? Now this is in the case where a person doesn't have sufficient amount of gifts to give both the neighbors. Person has got just one gift, one item. And they are two neighbors and we are discussing the rights of a neighbor. And if you recall the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he mentions that Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he emphasized the importance of the rights of the neighbor. That the neighbor has this right, that right. So many rights to such an extent that I thought just now Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make my neighbor my heir also and he will share for my inheritance. And so many other hadiths, like yesterday we did the hadith that Rasulullah SAW mentioned, فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَ مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَ The person who believes in Allah and the last day, he should not harm his neighbor. And the other hadith, فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِ He should be kind to his neighbor. So we are instructed to be kind and compassionate towards our neighbors and take care of all their rights. So in this case, she says, I've got a gift. I've got an item to give. I've only got one. So to who should I give it? Rasulullah replied, he said, إِلَىٰ أَقْرَبِهِمَا مِنْكِ بَابًا That neighbor whose door is closer to you. That neighbor whose door is closer to you, give that neighbor. If you only got one item. Of course, if you got both items, two items, then you give both the neighbors. If you got many, then the neighbors around you. So here, Rasulullah explained to her that that neighbor which is closer to you, then that neighbor deserves the gift. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الأصحاب عند الله تعالى خيرهم لصاحبه وخير الجيران عند الله تعالى خيرهم لجاره رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the best of companions the best of friends in the sight of Allah the word is أصحاب أصحاب people who are in your company who you join with, your friends. So the best of friends, or the best of companions in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that person who is kind to his satis, his companions, to his friends. So if you are kind to your friends, you do not hurt them, you do not insult them, you are generous towards them, then you are the best companion in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, the best of neighbors is that person who is best to his neighbor. So the best of neighbors in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who is best to his neighbor, he is kind to his neighbor. Neighbors have various rights. When your neighbor is sick, you visit your neighbor. He passes away, you help in the janazah, you attend the janazah. Your neighbor is in financial difficulties, you have the capacity, the ability to assist him, then you should assist the neighbor. There are many incidents of the past of salihin, pious predecessors who were almost embarking on Hajj. In fact, they went out for Hajj, and when they realized that some person was in need, the neighbor was in need, then they did not go for Hajj, which was a nafil Hajj, of course, and they saw to the neighbor's rights. And that is why the hadith says that when you are cooking gravy, then add a little bit more water to it, so that you may increase the gravy, and you be mindful of your neighbor, and send to your neighbor. Then if the person has some requirements, he does not have enough clothing, whatever, then you see to your neighbor. Also, you should be happy for he and during his happy occasions. Of course, if the neighbor is doing something against Sharia, then that's a different matter. But if there's some nikah taking place, you assist the person. Even if it is his happy occasion, you must also show that joy. If there's some grief, then you also go and console him. These are simple rights the neighbor has. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. These were the chapter was on the rights of a neighbor. The next chapter, inshallah, will be rights of parents and maintaining family relationships. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.